The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you.
Hello, Hugh. Thanks so much for joining us today in the IBN studios. How are you today?
Hi, Jonathan. I'm well, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I thought at the beginning of this video interview, it'd be good just to learn a little bit about yourself and your company before we get into some more specific questions.
Sure. So I am the CEO and director and founder of X-Phytotherapeutics. X-Phytotherapeutics is a bioscience accelerator. We focus on identification of life science investment opportunities, incubate those opportunities, and develop products to take to market. We have a number of products in the diagnostic space, as well as drug formulation in thin film drug delivery, transdermal, and now in the psychedelic space as well.
Gotcha. Let's talk about your tests a little bit here. While mass vaccination is underway, why are these tests so important?
Right, so we have a rapid point of care COVID-19 PCR kit that we're developing, and we expect in the market very soon, within 30 days, pending European approval right now. So testing is highly relevant, and we believe will be for many years to come. So there's a number of reasons for that. One is, in fact, monitoring successive vaccinations on a population scale. Testing will be necessary for years. I think as important, or perhaaps more important, is that the rollout of vaccines will not be uniform across the globe. So there's going to be significant discrepancies, primarily for logistical and economic reasons, between, let's say, the developing world and the developed world. So in particular, at let's say, border crossings, international airports, cruise ship terminals, anytime there's travel between different jurisdictions, and in particular jurisdictions with disparity of economic, comfort or success, there's going to be this need for ongoing testing. The virus is endemic. It's everywhere. It appears that it will be a forever problem. It's now, it will be active likely at all times in the foreseeable future, somewhere in the world. And testing is a major part of managing the pandemic.
For sure. And how is this test different from the antigen test?
Right. So there's really three different tests out there. So there's PCR, which is the diagnostic standard. This is the gold standard. If a doctor diagnoses you with COVID-19, it's via a PCR test. And antigen tests tend to be cheaper, disposable, but significantly less accurate. Then serology tests are looking at your immune reaction, and really only relevant in terms of whether you had been exposed in the past. So when we set out to develop a powerful tool that could be used clinically, what we wanted was the accuracy of a PCR test with the speed of an antigen test. So we focused on a highly portable, rapid PCR test. So it requires significantly less training and less equipment than a standard PCR, and can therefore be operated out of pop-up or satellite labs, whether it be in an airport or a pharmacy or a school or even the back of your car, for example, like a mobile lab. So it's really combining certain aspects of these antigen tests, but delivering the accuracy and the accepted standard of a PCR test.
Gotcha. And who would be the best target market for this test?
Well, as I mentioned, I think in particular, over the long term, certainly airports, any type of international travel, whether it's by cruise ship or even simply border control if you're traveling somewhere by car. So I think the transportation industry, definitely. Industry, for sure. I think any time people are moving around, you look at migrant worker situations, we see a lot of opportunities here. And we're focusing less on the established centralized lab market and more on the pop-up satellite lab market. So these would be slightly different opportunities. But it's an enormous market, certainly.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So as far as accuracy and how long it takes a reading, can you get into just a little bit more in specifics that way?
Sure. What we've released publicly so far is that it's diagnostic level accuracy. So we're very happy about that. And the actual sensitivity in terms of a limit of detection will be announced with our CE mark. And that's expected very soon. In terms of timing, we believe it's the fastest PCR kit in the world. It's 20 minutes for a single thermal cycle with a 5-minute data detection reporting component. So you're looking at 25 minutes for results. So that's extremely fast. Most PCR kits are looking at an hour to 2 hours. And in addition, those are in centralized laboratories. So that means delivering the sample to the laboratory. So by the time you get results, it's often days. Whereas we've designed the system to be point of care. So that would be results on site within, let's say, less than 30 minutes.
That's incredible. So let's talk about your other products. You've got quite a few. Where would you like to start?
Sure. So we do have a number of verticals. We have a diagnostics business, we have a drug formulation business, and now, let's say, an emerging pharmaceutical business, which is focused on psychedelics. So in the diagnostic space, we have a number of biosensors, some of which are for infectious diseases. We have funding from the German government for development of an H5N1, well, swine flu and avian flu, essentially. H1N1, H5N1. We have a number of oral health applications for our oral biosensors, peri-implantitis being our lead indication. In the drug formulation business, we have both transdermal patch and oral dissolvable drug formulations. Our lead product in the transdermal patch space is a rotigotine Parkinson's patch, which is going to pilot study very shortly. We also have a number of cannabinoid products that are oral dissolvables, all going to pilot study this year. And finally, our psychedelic business, which is fairly recent news. We have in Germany and in Canada, two programs, one for the industrial scale production of psilocybin through biotechnology. These are genetically modified microorganisms to produce psilocybin. And in Canada, industrial scale synthesis of mescaline. And both programs will be incorporated into our drug delivery platforms and ultimately clinical validation.
Amazing. Well, obviously, if we cover all of those different products in the same level of detail we just did with your test, we'd be on the phone for practically hours. So rather than do that, where would investors go to get more information on your products and get ongoing updates?
Right. I think the best place is to head to our website, www.xphyto.com, xphyto.com, and check out our latest news and learn a little bit more about the company.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today and really just share, you know, directly from the top all the exciting things that are going on at xphyto.
Thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate the opportunity.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN.
IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.